This is WCQS. I'm David Horand. Last week, Paul Johnson with the High Point Enterprise reported that officials with the High Point furniture market were lobbying for a reversal of Governor Pat McCrory's recommendation to cut state funding of the market. Paul Johnson is back, and Paul, working the halls of the General Assembly seems to have paid off.
Yeah, David, you could certainly say that the Market Authority got a quick turnaround on their lobbying. On Tuesday, the governor's office, the office of Governor Pat McCrory, sent out an email to media representatives saying that the governor had decided to reverse course on his original state budget proposal that included cutting the funding for the Market Authority, or the High Point Market Authority, in half by the 2014-15 fiscal year. And basically, McCrory directed a couple of his cabinet secretaries where the money comes from to maintain the current funding that goes to the state's largest single economic event.
The direction went to the Department of Commerce and the Department of Transportation to restore full funding from his recommended budget of $800,000 to $1.65 million.
Yeah, and David, you know, that's a very critical part of the Market Authority's money. One, it goes to two things. It goes to transportation services. You know, the city of High Point's population basically almost doubled during the market each spring and fall. And to accommodate all those people, there's a network of shuttles that go from distant parking lots or remote parking lots to the market district that takes people back and forth each day. And then the money also goes to promote the trade show both here and overseas, because the market draws visitors from over 100 countries. And the state appropriations make up about one-third of the Market Authority's $4.7 million budget, so it is very important to them.
And what was the explanation for the reversal?
Well, the governor had initially said when he presented his budget proposal last month and proposed the cut that he expected other sources of income to make up that money. In fact, what he said was, we're giving the Market Authority a year, the 2013-14 fiscal year, where there wouldn't be a lot of change in the funding, to find new sources of income. And in the statement that was released by his press secretary, they basically said they, quote, had new information, unquote, that made it appear that that was not really feasible, that the state money was essential.
You also reported that 42 presidents and chief executive officers from major companies in the home furnishing industry squeezed the governor.
Yeah, you know, the timing of this is very interesting. On Monday, there was an embargoed copy of a letter that was sent from basically all the major players, or virtually all the major players in the home furnishing industry. These were presidents and CEOs of all the major companies that show at market. And that letter was supposed to be released Tuesday morning. And so it was interesting, the timing of this. As that letter was being prepared to be released, Governor McCrory was meeting with members of his cabinet Monday morning and basically saying, let's not cut the market funding, let's reverse course on this.
So was it pressure from fellow Republicans in the private sector, or was it pressure from within the administration?
Yeah, David, I think there was probably a lot of pressure from a lot of different sources. But one thing that I was told privately was that one image that did come up was the possibility of McCrory coming to a furniture market, as governors have done for many, many years, and having this mob of reporters peppering him with questions about cutting funding for the market as he was visiting it. And I think maybe there were some people within the McCrory administration, this is just an assessment on my part, who said, do we really want that image for the governor? Because the only other way you could avoid that was just not have him come to market for the next 4 years, which I just don't think is feasible, given that he's from this area and the market is such an important event to the state.
Did a bit of family history play a role in this?
Well, you know, David, one of the things that we talked about last week was that there was a lot of disappointment here when the governor's original budget came out, because he is a native of Jamestown, which is a town right bordering High Point. His parents, when he was a boy, actually made extra money renting their house to people coming from the market. So there was a perception that if any governor in state history would ever have an appreciation of the furniture market, it would be Pat McCrory because of his personal ties to it.
The Market Authority president expressed surprise when the governor announced the cuts. He expressed surprise again when he restored funding. Did he also express surprise that lobbying effort paid off?
Tom Connelly, the president of the High Point Market Authority, was surprised that I think McCrory did reverse course, because he told me yesterday, and I reported in Wednesday's edition of the Enterprise, that they had already sort of moved past McCrory and were lobbying the leaders of the General Assembly, of Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger, who's from this area, and House Speaker Tom Tillis from Charlotte. So, as Tom Connelly said, he was pleasantly surprised when Governor McCrory reversed course, because it was not something they were really anticipating.
The governor may be off the hook, but it's still up to Republicans in the General Assembly to pass a budget that includes funding.
Yeah, David, that's a very good point also, because one of the things I thought was interesting that Tom Connelly said is, as he said, we're not letting up the pressure on the General Assembly. And in fact, representatives of the Market Authority are going down next Tuesday or this Tuesday to meet with legislators, because, again, McCrory has reversed course, but his budget is just a proposal. The budget that will be in place starting July 1st for the coming fiscal year is a budget that will be passed by the General Assembly, and they're going to continue to talk with legislators about keeping the funding where it is right now.
Paul Johnson is a reporter with the High Point Enterprise. Thank you very much.
Thank you.